Josh Mott Thomas, the Mavericks proving that all the team in the NBA. Next on the Ticket
Ticker. Ticket Sports News Now.
Ticket Ticker.
I'm Josh Mott Thomas. This ticker brought to you by your local blindsandshutters.com. Randy Eisenberg, the father's attorney. And number one L. Sound like I said the father's attorney, but I said the father's attorney. Ow! The Mavericks played on last night against someone I don't know right now. I love to sing because I wasn't allowed to in the woods growing up. Because then the Red Wolves would come and eat all my litter mates. Back to sports on the Ticky Ticker. The Mavericks pummeled the Golden State Warrior with a final score of 105-100. Dirk put up 25, and Chet had 20, and Karan BM'd out 15 points using the basketball. Next, the Mavs take on the Nets tomorrow night. Tip off at 7:30. I'd love to go to the game, but I can't because I live in a hole in a creek bank, and my best friend is a stick. In Cowboy news, the son of Bruce Lee, white human linebacker Sean Lee, he earned the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, so he gets a bag of presents and a cup of fresh water. I live like a catfish and eat sewage. Jason Garrett knows the Cowboy need to focus less on Lee's award and more on the Cowboys' next opponent, the Eagle. Matter of fact, Michael Vick once used me to fight at his pit bull ranch. He pitted me against a kangaroo and a tiger shark, and I fought him so hard, I went crazy on him! Ah! I lost a leg, but it regenerated quickly during a sweaty nap. What? Here's a sound clip on a sports station.
Perfect game for me to get in. I talked with coach and it was definitely a good feeling that, you know, I'd be able to play against those guys, you know. They like to play up-tempo like me, so I was scared. That was great.
Here's some more talk from me. Marty Tucker will be back in goal at the AAC tonight, but not for the local Dallas Stars, as the Stanley Cup champion, Chicago Blackhawks, are here in town tonight at the AAC. Puck drop 7:30. I tried to contact Mark Crawford about it, but I don't know how to use a telephone because I was raised by a javelina and I take dumps in the moss at the base of trees. This Ticket Ticker, British service of Don Davis Auto Group, the HCA North Texas Hot Bidders, Jersey Max, and Dr. Charles Wallace. Thinking about a neograph? I sure am. And the only no scar, no stitch hair replacement dentist. They call the only board certified blades of dirt and indented off the field crap. Call Dr. Wallace for your consult. 972-380-7090. Online at drwallace.com. Next ticker up at 5:30. Ow! I must Matt Thomas remember to be one, doing the thing, turning up.
What's going on behind the scenes at the Ticket that no one wants you to know about? Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Breaking sports news now.
Ticket Ticker.
Big news going on behind the scenes of America's favorite sports station, dare I say radio station in general. Not all of it positive. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Randy Eisenberg and the Diamond Doctor. The Ticket's Norm Hitchkiss made news earlier this week when he was busted in a motel room full of cocaine and in the arms of a crank-thin hooker. When asked to comment, Hitchkiss asserted that he didn't feel like the police busted him because prostitution was illegal, but rather because the prostitute in question was, quote, black as night, end quote. No bail has been set. The Ticket's own George Dunham was hospitalized briefly this morning after a prodigious bout of building-clearing diarrhea. Dunham claimed that he didn't know whether it was something he ate or something he inserted. Loved ones are now at his side in hazmat uniforms to hear the final words of the voice of North Texas. Funeral services pending. The Ticket has learned that Gordon Keith has gained more weight and lost another side gig. Keith fired from his job in Garland Community Theater for repeatedly plugging his website and distasteful onstage pelvic thrusting during a production of Death of a Salesman. In anticipation of the Ticket's impending move to Victory Park next summer, Mike Reiner has announced a new slate of petty theft gigs. Petty theft will average 3 gigs a day over the next few months, a schedule that will no doubt cause the onstage collapse of an overworked Mike Reiner at a sparsely attended bat mitzvah. In Ticket music review news, Jesus Christ came out with a new album, and the Ticket's Danny Bayless gave it only 1 star out of 10, calling it derivative and too messianic. He concluded that, quote, Jesus just needs to go away. This Ticket ticker, a sponsor of HCA North Texas Hospitals. Get from aching to awesome in just minutes in the emergency rooms of HCA North Texas Hospitals. We make sure you're assessed, on the road to treatment, and back to your life quicker. Visit fastertx.com for current ER wait times. Next Ticket ticker at 6:10. I'm Gordon Keith, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, and keep it on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.